Hi everyone, I'm Matt Wagstaff, and welcome to another episode of the Live Long and Prosper podcast, where we discuss a multitude of topics related to living a life of balance, abundance, and happiness. Much of what we share in this podcast is related to personal development, business, and financial literacy. In this episode, I'm going to talk about gratitude and why I believe it's important to invest the time and take an inventory of our accomplishments. We all have something we can be proud of, whether it's big or small, and it's important that we sit down and reflect on those positive things that are happening in our lives and really appreciate them and enjoy the fact that we have accomplished those things in the moment. I believe that taking an inventory of our accomplishments for whatever time period that may be helps to encourage us. It helps us to build some appreciation for the journey that we had to endure. And it also sets us up for future success if we marry our past accomplishments with what we want to do in the future. If it's in a vacuum and we're looking at our past accomplishments and we're resting on our laurels, that's one thing, and I don't believe that that's going to be constructive in and of itself. However, if you take your past accomplishments, appreciate them, be thankful for them, and then see how those past accomplishments can propel you into the future, I believe you're setting yourself up for a very, very productive and positive life going forward. So ask yourself, when's the last time you took the time to write out your accomplishments in whatever time period you want to use? It could be, what have we done over the last 12 months? Or what have I done in the last 5 years? Or since I graduated from college or from high school? Or since my kid was born? Or whatever the time period is that you want to use. And really look at that time period and see what you've done, what you've accomplished, and how much progress you've made in your life. And it's not to say that you have reached your goals throughout that time period. You may not have reached your target goals, and you're still in the process of chipping away at them. That is perfectly fine. It's A-okay. The point is, in this world where we always seem to be comparing ourselves to others and constantly trying to stay a step ahead, it's important that we reflect on our journey and be genuinely thankful for what we've been fortunate enough to accomplish in life. And genuinely thankful is important for us to understand here. It's not just a list of things that we did, but what are the things that we are just genuinely thankful that we've been able to accomplish? And honestly, I don't care what it is from your perspective. It's your list. So whatever you want to write on that list that makes you happy, makes you feel fulfilled, is perfectly fine with me. That list is up to you entirely. Whatever you are genuinely thankful for and appreciate and are happy, that's what will be on your list. You may have started a business, earned a promotion at work. You may have taken a nice trip or a trip. You could have paid off a debt or had a healthy baby, whatever that ends up being. Or you may just genuinely be thankful for waking up every day, or taking a walk outside to appreciate nature, or simply just thankful for the ability to walk every day. We take these things for granted, where there are some people in this world who are just happy for the little things in life. And so I don't want to limit our thinking in terms of what we can be grateful for, what we can be thankful for. And this is, it could be a combination of a gratitude journal. There are some people who daily write down the things that they're thankful for. And it could be simply waking up in the morning. It could be all the other things that I listed out earlier. So that gratitude journal could be brought together at the end of a time period. And you can just essentially reflect on all those things that you were thankful for and just remember where you've come from. Or it can be just a point in time where you just kind of reflect back and then just jot out a nice long list or a list of things that you are genuinely thankful for. So an example of this is that every year around December, around the holiday time period, my wife and I, we do an annual review of the year and really just look at what did we accomplish both individually and collectively as a family that we're proud of, that we're happy about, that we feel blessed and fortunate to have done throughout the course of the year. And it really helps us to be able to sit back and reflect, because we get, you know, it's just like everyone else, we get very, very busy in just the day-to-day things that are happening in our lives. And this really allows us to pause, take a step back, reflect, and be thankful for where we have come and the things that we have been able to do as a family and as individuals in this life. So it helps us to see how we're progressing individually, as well as how our family has progressed and the things that we've been able to do in terms of accomplishments that we're thankful for. So what are you doing on an annual basis or on any type of frequency to just reflect on the journey that you have endured or the journey that you have taken upon yourself to do? And are you thankful? Are you grateful? What are the things that you have accomplished? We've all accomplished something. Even if you don't think you've made it to this point, you have done something throughout the course of time that I'm sure you can write down and be proud of. So I hope that this short message was helpful for you all. Please share this with anyone who you think could see value from it. And until the next time, live long and prosper.